Gerald Lucas here with another installment of Ask Gerald, where you get your real estate questions answered. Today's question comes from Cameron. Cameron writes from Essex Fells, New Jersey. Cameron writes, more and more people are filing for unemployment now. How will this impact real estate? Well, the job market serves as one of the most important factors that determine how many people can really afford to buy a home. And when you have really high unemployment like we do right now, and as I speak, 50 million people in the United States have applied for unemployment, that really high unemployment reduces expected future incomes in general, which over time typically reduces housing demand. So people who've just lost a job are unlikely to buy a home anytime soon, and that's tens of millions of people. So that potentially is a very big deal. And even wealthier people who may be more protected from the economic downturn may look at the economy in general and the very high unemployment and be less likely to purchase a home or a piece of property as they look at and see so much economic uncertainty. It's difficult to predict the extent to which housing markets over time will be affected by unemployment, but the important question is how deep the recession ends up being, which we don't know, and then how long it lasts. And those are two really important questions, as well as, of the jobs that have been lost, how many are lost permanently and will never come back? Now, the housing markets that are most likely to be affected in the biggest way are the ones that have the most jobs in tourism, leisure, and hospitality. And in any economic downturn, the people who are affected the most are the ones who have the least amount of savings. And these people are often renters who spend a higher percentage of their overall income on housing in general. So unemployment is likely not only to affect the real estate market, but also the rental market. And so these tenants who may have lost their job are, you know, represent kind of the most vulnerable group. And if they take it on the chin, certainly in the short term at least, it's going to affect landlords as well, who will lose tenants, have more vacancies, and have lower rental income. One trend that some people fear is what happened in the 2008 housing crisis, and that is that, you know, if people, because of losing their jobs, they may start moving in with family and friends, and if that happens, that will reduce housing demand. But on the flip side, there has been a shortage of housing inventory in general. This is a trend that's lasted for the last several years. And that shortage of housing inventory may offset the reduction in housing demand caused by unemployment. So thanks for your question, Cameron. For more real estate information and tips, visit my blog at geraldlucas.com. I'm Gerald Lucas, and I'll see you again soon.